FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine, and today we're heading up into the Kalahari. I have Marnus Scully, executive chef of Clan Yan, with me. Welcome to the show, Marnus.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And first of all, congratulations on being recognized as an international hidden gem. Very well deserved. And thank you for your part in putting South Africa on the culinary map.
It's all thanks to the great teams that we've been working with.
And what a team. I feel very privileged to have experienced Clan Yan recently, and dare I say it, it was life-changing for me. There was so much that appealed, and there is so much attention to detail. But one thing that really stood out is it's all about local. It's you're in the middle of nowhere, but you're determined to support local suppliers and to find wonderful ingredients on the estate. So let me start by asking you, in that root cellar, which is 4 meters below ground, what stands out for you as the most significant ingredients that represent local?
I think there's a few. Our venison that's down there, it's beautiful Gemsbok. We've got the wild sage that's hanging from the top that we use in some of our dishes. We've got dates from Uppington. It's just all these little corners that you reach into is a representation of what we have in the Northern Cape. And I think the more you delve into it, the bigger this pool just becomes, and it's just beautiful to see what we have around us to use.
And how did it start? What were the first ingredients that you discovered?
I think one of the first ones was the Gemsbok cucumber and the tama melons. When I started, 3 years ago, we didn't have much rain. I think in the first year, we had about 75 milliliters of rain. So that's less than a cup of water, and there was nothing. The year after that, beautiful rains, and we started seeing these funny-looking, spiky, cucumbery things in the felt. No idea what to do with it, and we just went into the development phase, roasting it, eating it raw, pickling it, preserving it, fermenting it. And it was just unique to see the moment the Kalahari gets rain, it gives back. And that first was the Gemsbok cucumber. Then the tama melon, you get either very bitter or very sour. The poor students were put through the paces to taste each one individually, put a little toothpick in and taste to see which ones we could use. And the same process applied to them, and we managed to make beautiful makatan jam with it. So yeah, I think those were the two ingredients that really started to get us going. And then after that, we discovered beautiful herbs, very strong in flavor, very similar to your rosemary and lavenders, and just the way we can drip that into food and getting a bit more of a local heritage shining through.
Well, the end result is more than incredible. And when I was standing in the sop and brood section, I looked at everything and I thought, not only are you using new ingredients, but you're actually marrying them with old. And I think there's an incredible amount of consideration that goes into that. Talk to me a little bit about the white coffee, because that also was incredible.
I think the Matlopi coffee that we use, that's grounded from the roots, no caffeine in it, and then we stew it like old coffee used to be, a couple of spoonsful in a pot on the coal stove, let it sit, and then we'll serve that as part of end of dinner. And again, it was just one of those finds by chatting to locals, and they said, listen, have you tried this before? It is a tree that we need to look after, so the harvesting process is done quite carefully. And the whole idea behind this was just to share a little bit of what we have around.
Well, I know you and Yan went on a road trip to meet the locals and to find out what they could do in the way of supporting Clan Yan and also for you to support them. Tell me a little bit about that road trip.
It was adventurous.
No doubt.
No idea what to expect. So we got into double cab, Bucky, and we drove off to Uppington, few appointments lined up. And yeah, as we start meeting the suppliers and we actually revisited some of them again recently, it was just really nice to see that in this middle of nowhere, you've got these artisanal people wanting to put the Kalahari on the map, wanting to put their craft out there for the world to see. And I mean, we chat about Tian Fisser, who makes the most amazing cheese. Just on the other side of the Grabies, we've got Danny Dalian from Appen Slagheis. And you just find all these unique people that just all they want to do is help their neighbor and make sure everybody gets a little piece of it. And then finding them was the true gems. They literally made it possible for us to complete this venture. And we're actually in a process now to see what's the next step, what else can we get from them, and how else can we help the community we need it.
Well, it is all about community, and I think going forward, that needs to be our theme for 2022. So when you support somebody, they always, it's tenfold. It comes back to you in so many beautiful ways. And I think what you're doing at Clan Yan is just showing the world how community works and that there's never been a better time to be supporting local.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's the biggest thing with Chef Etienne, the head chef at Clan Yan, and the one thing he does regularly, weekly, he's got this thick Afrikaans accent, and he actually reaches out to Tani Dalian, and they have a big conversation about everything but food. And then the next week he'll return, and he has this little jar of onion honey, or he just found a lady doing butters from goat's milk, and he's just got this unique ability to just get a conversation going. And then what they return with is always unique, and it's a bit of a tasting at Clan Yan and a bit of appreciation to see what's out there.
Well, it sounds like every day is a new day of discovery. So I think we want to wish you well in your adventure going forward. It's going to be incredible for everybody. And thank you for what you've done to inspire us all.
No, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity.
That was Marnus Scully of Clan Yan. We're chatting about there's never been a better time than now to support local. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious. FMR 101.3.